الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا. After Allah gave us the complete prescription now, and for our islah and to acquire taqwa. Not only did Allah give us the prescription ready, but Allah presented the whole cause for us in front of us. And not like a meal, and not a 5-7 course meal, but everything is in there. It is as though we did make the dua. And hopefully all of us made this dua: Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. So Allah gave us Rajab, with the barakat of Rajab, which is mainly the namaz, our connection with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then Allah gave us the month of Sha'ban, which was purification, and Allah brought us into Ramadan now. So it is like we requested to be present at this spiritual table, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepted our dua. As though we said, Rabbana anzil alayna ma'idatam minas sama. There is not the tafsir of the ayat at all, but it is as though we asked Allah ta'ala for a spiritual dastarkhan. And we made dua to Allah ta'ala that, oh Allah, give us the spiritual dastarkhan. رَبَّنَا أَنْزِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرِنَا. And this dastarkhan must be such that it becomes our Eid. And our Eid, really, you spend your whole Ramzan, then your Eid, your day of rejoicing and enjoyment for a true slave of Allah, for a true ummati, is that his islah is made. That is his Eid. That he got the golden pot of taqwa on Eid's night, that his islah was made. He went through the process. And what is this taqwa and islah? That now you, that quality which is within you, that you are now using it, and you easily stay away from the disobedience of Allah. Temptations will be there, invitations will come, environment will be such, but easily you stay away. And you observe the commands of Allah. All the commands of Allah become easy for you. So that is that what a person asks. تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرِنَا وَآيَةً مِنْكَ. And you yourself will become an ayah. Ayah min ayatullah. Everyone, your wife will be surprised that how you were and now how you have changed. The people will be surprised that this is a person who is ayatu min ayatillah, that how his life we knew him, and now in this 1 month is enough to change us like that. Everyone, parents will see their children, that how my child has changed. Children will see their parents, how they have changed. And this happens. One friend of ours, who is still with us, with a terrible, terrible temper. It is very many years ago. Now he's a very old man, and even so he's gone cool down now. But at that time, when he was in his heydays, his young son, 15-16 year old, one day reversed the car and scratched it. He bumped it a little bit. He thought, Qiyamah is here. My father will kill me today. But alhamdulillah, used to come regular to programs, and the son told me, I was shocked that my father just told me nicely that you shouldn't do this. He said, I couldn't believe it, that I knew that I'm dead today, that there is no chance for me. And many, many other cases like this. How many people? This is a cause Allah has given us, and people have changed tremendously. Wives have changed, husbands have changed, people have changed. This is now what we ask from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah makes you ayatum min ayatillah. People are shocked what your condition is. When I was a small boy, I was very, very stupid, in madrasa especially. just didn't know my sabak, everything. It's quite a bit of detail. My ustad, Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, he used to be, every day I should get Haidi. Don't know my sabak. Every day. And he put me in a group of 10 or 11 girls. I was the only boy. And in front of them, every day I had to get Haidi. And those girls, few of them were just too eager to take out my mistakes. Because before the ustad also, they should pounce on me like some people saw me, how they pounce on the reader. They don't give him a chance, just to wait and they pounce. Like that they used to pounce on me. Anyway, Allah made it such. How Allah changed and what Allah brought. Many people were surprised where my life, what direction it took. When I started making imamat and teaching again with my ustad in the same madrasa, and I was his neighbor, he told me, when I see you, I see Allah. I knew you as a student, what you were. And to see you today, now you're making imamat, you're giving bayans, you're doing all this. He said, I see Allah's qudrat. It's only Allah's qudrat that could do this. So anyway, Allah has given us this ready-made prescription. Allah has given us this ruhani, spiritual dastarkhan. Now it is ready. And now that Allah has takunu lana eeda li awwalina wa akhirina wa ayatan mink warzuqana. Now give us to eat. Now when it's there, Allah has given. Now you use your hands. Make some effort. Eat now. Take the food. It's there. You have a wonderful dastarkhan. Say iftari time. There are samosas. There are bhajiyas. There is badam milk. Almond milk. There is tea. Whatever there is. You take the samosa. You take the lemon. You drop a few drops on it. You make it with little bit of the red chutney, the green chutney, how you enjoy it. Allah has given us everything now for our, to make our Eid, to give us our taqwa. To make our islah. Allah has given us the samosas also. Allah has given us the roast also. Allah has given us the biryani also. Now it's a matter of eating it. And before eating it, then we should wash our hands. So Allah gave us Shaban when we washed our hearts and we cleansed ourselves. We made tawbah, istighfar. Now our hands also washed for Ramadan. Now we are in the month of Ramadan, all Allah's ni'mat, spiritual ni'mat. And this Eid won't be only the Eid in this dunya, but Eid when we'll enter Jannah. When Allah will announce our forgiveness, inshaAllah. For us, for the whole ummah, for every reciter of the kalima. For everyone who is just known as a Muslim, Allah will inshallah forgive us all. And Allah will enter us into Jannah. So now that the dastarkhan is ready. But also we should remember, we all made the dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. We wanted it. We asked for it. Now Allah gave it to us. Now so it should not be like the mushrikeen of Makkah. They used to say, what is the ayat in 22 Surah? لَكُنَّ أَهْدَى مِنْهُمْ That, O Allah, if you give us a kitab to follow, we will show to you, O Allah, we are the best of followers. That what the Bani Israel, what the other people, they couldn't follow, how much we had followed. So now, when Allah has given us, we asked for this month, Allah gave us this month now, everything is ready, the dastarkhan is laid out, all the ruhani food of the month of Ramadan, we have find ourselves. Then Allah gave us the great, great, great Quran Sharif. Then Allah gave us rozas. Allah gave us du'as. The du'as during the day, the du'as of a fasting person are accepted. Then Allah tabaraka ta'ala, at night, He made announcements made that your du'as, ask me and I will give you. And Allah chained all the shayateen, or the rebellious shayateen, they won't come and steal your food also. Everything Allah has made the environment also. Allah has given everyone a dua that is definitely accepted. Allah made the time of iftari a special time now for duas to, that extra specials came on the dastarkhan now. Like for some people sometimes it comes, this is special for you. Allah gave this ummat, those special. And what Allah gave this ummat in Ramadan, no other ummat got this. We have been blessed with this. Then the duas at sehri time, the last moments, the last few minutes, those duas are readily again accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah put us now on the dastarkhan. Now it is for us to eat. So let us not now keep our hands back. You imagine a person gets the Bani Israel, the people of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when they asked Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to make dua that Allah must send us the dasturkhan for them. Then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua. Now when it came, who will keep the hands back? When manna and salwa came for Musa alayhi salam's people, let us not be like them. Then they said that, oh Allah, change it for us. Istabdil lana. Oh Allah, give us dal to eat, lentils. Allah gave them manna and salwa. They say, now we're tired, we're eating this too long. Now give us some dals to eat. Give us this to eat. Give us that to eat. No, Allah gave us the most special menu. That you can't get this Jannat's menu, Allah gave it to us in dunya. Now it is for us to eat. And when you eat this food, it will give health food, spiritual health food. So the food must be healthy also. And with all this, we will become spiritually healthy also. Our minds will become pure. Our hearts will become pure. And not only pure, they will be given such aspirations that they'll go higher than where the malaika cannot reach. All that Allah Ta'ala has given it to us. So now, when this whole setting is there, the da'wat is on now. And the da'wat time has come. It was Ramzan. We are here. And then Allah put us here in the Khanqa also. Yeah, for our islah Allah put us. All the satis, it comes in the hadith when people majtama'a qawmun min biladin shatta wa qabailin shatta, people from different nations, from different places, yeah, from how many countries, from how many nationalities Allah put us. And our Shaykh Hadhrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the lovers of Allah Ta'ala are one family. Wherever they are in the world, they are one family. And when they meet, they feel that happiness. Like if you meet somebody in some airport, some very rare airport where nobody really goes, and you see one person there who is from your country, who is from your nationality, how happy you feel. You go in. So the lovers of Allah Ta'ala are all one group. They are one family. So Allah has put us together. Like for example, there is a wedding in the family. All the family people are together. All feel happy. You meet this one. You didn't meet that one so long. You're talking with him. You're talking. You're just smiling, laughing, talking. Everyone is happy. The family of the lovers of Allah. Allah put us together here. And from all different countries. And all of ours, our maqsad and object is one. And that is to get islah, to get taqwa. So for that Allah Ta'ala has put us here. And we all working with one another, pulling the cart together. That we all want that one thing. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this wonderful occasion that partake of this wonderful food and this wonderful recipe and this wonderful prescription, and it is from Allah. So it is guaranteed it's going to work. So now this roza which Allah gave us this month, let us where it is so great, it is so superior, it is so high, but now take it properly also. Eat it properly also. Don't mess it up. Like usually when they are children, sometimes they mess things also. The mother has to shout them so much and dish out properly, and don't take out too much, how much you can take, etc. So the etiquette and adab are also necessary. So in order to benefit from this month, let us observe the month as the month is. Respect the month. The month is so great and honorable. And also, this month of Ramadan, which is a guest, it has come to us. It comes once a year to us. It is a guest from Allah Ta'ala. And when a guest comes to our house, if we didn't prepare for the guest told us, I'm coming by flight so and so, and now the flight comes and there is nobody to receive the guest. Or that we're coming to your house, we'll be there by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever time, the house is locked. There is nobody, the person that can't find anyone. With great difficulty making contact, now the person comes. He picks you up at the airport. You had to wait 1 hour, 2 hours at the airport. You go to the house is not opened, etc. Looking for the keys, etc. Finally, he takes you from the back door. Or he asks you to jump through a window to go in the house. If you've got any little yourself respect, you won't want to stay there also. I'm not wanted here, why must I stay here? And when you do go in, he shows you your room. This is your room, your bedroom, you must stay here, but in a total mess. Dirty, filthy, a total, nobody will want to stay there. So if Ramadan comes to us, a guest, and what a honorable guest. And we are not ready, we are dirty. We don't receive the month of Ramadan. Our hearts are closed. We don't want Ramadan. We wish that not today, last Sunday, Yawm al-Ahad was the first day. I wish it could be Monday rather. We close our hearts. We are not ready. And finally, when Ramadan does enter, then we also don't like Ramadan. We show a dislike for Ramadan. That should not be the case. So when and such a guest will go away, won't stay by you. So the month of Ramadan, it must not happen that it is not by us. That I'm thinking I got the month, but the month is not by me. The barakat, the rahmat, the anwarat, the acceptance of du'as, all these things Allah has done for the people who observe this month, that the doors of Jahannam are closed. The doors of Jannat are open. And the doors of Jahannam are closed, that means all the effect also is not coming. And the doors of Jannat are open, and all the effect of Jannat is coming. That is why people are more pious, more reading Quran, more in the masjids, etc. The doors of Jannat and the effects of Jannat are falling. So this month has come to us, so observe this month correctly. And now when we are sitting at the Dasturkhan, and everything is ready now, and everyone is happy also. The family got together of the lovers of Allah, those who wanted taqwa, those who wanted Islam. And now the food is also put, which is going to give them that Islam. So let us partake of it correctly. So Allah Ta'ala says now, so to say, there is no tafsir of the ayat or no indication to the ayat, but so to say that, oh, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, oh believers, oh my beloved, all the believers, the people of Iman, are the friends of Allah, the beloved of Allah. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah is the friend of the believers. So Allah Ta'ala says, I made your da'wat now. And this is not only at Sehri and Iftari time, but 24 hours in this month is Allah's the da'wat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. My grandson told his father last night, small boy, 4 years, he's keeping rozas, mashallah, he kept quite a few. So he says, he told his Abba, that from Iftari, we must eat whole night till Sehri. Then we have enough food in our stomach. So the whole day then to keep roza is no problem. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala, not only from Iftari to Sehri, 24 hours, Allah is giving us the spiritual food. So eat that spiritual food. Then Allah gives us this food also. So this now the dasturkhan is set, the spiritual food is set. Now eat properly. Etiquettes of eating. Read Bismillah also when you eat. Eat with your right hand also. Eat from in front of you. All the etiquettes also. So now this Allah says, my friend, the da'wah is on now. Observe the etiquettes also. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Rozas have been made faraz upon you. As far as that tafsir and the explanation of the ayat is concerned, the meaning in Arabic is, it has been made a law, it has been written in the law book, kutiba. But Allah didn't say, kataba Allah, that Allah wrote it. Allah said, kutiba, it has been written in the law book. And this is exactly like many of our friends, they want something to be done at home. So they don't say that as the husband I'm saying this, or as the father I'm saying this. They say Hazrat says you must do it like this. They want it, but they use Hazrat's name. That Hazrat says you must do it like this. So just imagine why you want it to be done, but you don't want your name to get bad. That you, the husband, you are being too strict, or the father is being too strict. I don't mind, but Hazrat said it. So now you have to do it like that. So imagine Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Like Allah Ta'ala says that Allah is Alimul Ghaib wa Shahada. Allah is the knower of the Ghaib, which is unseen, and Shahada, which is open, which can be seen also. That for Allah there is no Ghaib. For Allah everything is Shahada. Right, what is in the deep crevices of our heart also is Shahada in front of. It's in front of Allah Ta'ala. What is right in the depths of the jungle, of the sea, what is right in a jungle, dark jungle, where no light even falls, but it is open in front of Allah. But Allah considering us, for us there are things which are in ghaib. So Allah defined Himself according to our understanding, that Allah knows the ghaib also. Otherwise, for Allah, how kind is not Allah Ta'ala? Allah called Himself Shakur, and Shakur and Alima. That for what does Allah have to make shukr? You do everything for a person. Your son was born. You gave him education. You brought him up. You got him married. You gave him a house. You gave him a business. You gave him everything. And then you tell him, thank you. Must he tell you or must you tell him? Allah Ta'ala, what is there which Allah hasn't? We cannot do one thing from ourselves. But when we just make little Allah's obedience, please Allah, Allah thanks us. And Allah appreciates more than what anyone in the world can appreciate. Many times a husband says that I do so much for you people, but you people don't appreciate, he tells his wife. Father says, for the children, for your mother, I do everything. Whole day I work, but you people don't appreciate. The whole world cannot appreciate how much Allah Ta'ala appreciates. So Allah Ta'ala has done everything for us, put it ready for us, and Allah will appreciate. So Allah will thank us, and Allah will reward us for, actually, there is absolutely no reward for any amal. It's our duty. We are slaves of Allah Ta'ala. A slave does not get paid, but Allah is such shakur that he appreciates, and he, Allahu Akbar. Allah is that being that Allah Ta'ala praises the qualities of the believers. For what need is there for Allah to praise us? And we all know how weak, but that little that we try, on that Allah Ta'ala praises us. Inna al-Muslimina wal-Muslimat wal-Qanitina wal-Qanitat. How many Allah just went on praising the Muslim man, praising the Muslim woman, etc. So now when Allah Ta'ala has set everything and given it to us, now at least use your hands. Take the food and eat it. Your hands are washed also in Shaban. Make sincere tawbah and keep on every day making tawbah. When a person wants to eat, like knowledge of deen, for students of deen who acquire knowledge, all of us have to acquire. Knowledge is for everyone. The students more particularly, they engage. So if you get a visitor and you give him food in the plate that you give the dog food in, and the visitor knows this is the place that the mother shouted to the child, go bring the plate from where the kennel, dog kennel, bring it on to give the visitor food in there, and bring the spoon also from what we, and they give you food in there. The best food they prepared biryani, but they're giving you in the plate which they give the dog food in, which they give the cat food in. You won't be happy. You'll be very, very offended. So Allah's biryani, Quran and Hadith, Allah's ni'mat, and so for that use the right utensils also. Make sure that our tongue is clean also. Don't use our tongue in filth and dirt also. This is a utensil by which we're going to read all what we're reading in the kitab. We're reading Quran Sharif. So let this utensil be clean. Don't let it be what it is used for, dogs and for animals. In the same way, our hands must be clean. We wash it with water, but spiritually also. Wherever we have used our hands in haram and in wrong things, make sincere tawbah. Clean our hands. We are touching now Quran Sharif. Touch the Quran Sharif with a clean hand. Not with that hand that is spiritually filthy and dirty, that we used it for terrible places and for terrible gunas we used it. Clean our minds also, everything. Then that food will be also much more enjoyable. And you'll feel nice and you'll get the maximum benefit from that food. So Allah Ta'ala says, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Rozas have been made farz upon you. This Allah Ta'ala, so to say, Allah doesn't humble Himself. But imagine how much love Allah has got. He didn't say, I made. And Quran Sharif is not like any other law book. That this is the law and finish. You have to abide by this law. And Allah uses the iron fist in order to rule. Really, Allah doesn't use that attitude also. Liquor, when it was made haram, it didn't just become haram overnight. Gradually. Allah could just give one law that liquor is made haram for you. But how slowly Allah took it. Niqab, for the ladies to come in burqa, Allah didn't do it overnight also. Gradually Allah prepared the inside, and when they were ready for it, then Allah gave the command. This is also a very important thing for many of us, especially the ulama, where they are working for fathers in the house, for mothers in the house. Don't just make laws and impose those laws. Prepare the people first. Make sure the istidad must come there. What a beautiful example of this Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gave, that there was one person, Haji Amin Sahib. Alhamdulillah, we met him also much later. But those days, they were in Delhi. Later, he was the Amir in Karachi, Haji Amin Sahib. So anyway, they used to, Maulana started the work of Jamaat in Nizamuddin, and weekly Shab Guzari, these people should come from old Delhi. Today, Delhi is just one. It's gone so big, this city, one big city. But those days, Nizamuddin was like out of the city. And old Delhi was right at the other end. You pass New Delhi, everything right at the other end. But these people should come by horse and cart for Shab Guzari. And quite a while, and now good friendship also, so personal contact also, and after all that, after so much time, then Maulana, and this is also another very important thing. Many of us who are ulama, imams in the masjid, ustads, etc., our mutawallis, whole life they don't keep beard. We never tell them to keep a beard. We never think about. We don't make dua also for them. Why we can't tell them? We don't get somebody else to tell them. Somehow this must be our concern. Deen must become alive. Not just they paying me a salary. I'm happy about it. Every year they giving increase. I'm happy. They gave me a nice house. I'm happy about. No, we must be worried of the deen also. So Maulana Ilyas, they were coming, everyone, they were happy, Maulana was happy, but he was worried that deen must come in their life. And in such a simple, humble, beautiful way, Hadrat only put his hands on his cheeks like this, and said, if sunnat comes, how nice won't it be. But he got offended on that. He became upset with that also, and he stopped coming. Maulana especially made a horse and cart. No cars those days, it is hardly very few. And Maulana went personally to go and visit him, and asked him for maaf. I offended you. But come. I won't tell you anything about the beard anymore. But you just come. Then he became the Amir of Karachi later. But what words Maulana said on that occasion, when he realized that person became upset and offended, oh, for thande tawe par maine roti dal di. I put the roti, when you still raw, you roll the ladies roll it out. And the tawa, which they put on the stove, on which they put the roti, that it gets made, it wasn't still hot. It was cold. Now you put your roti, it will stick to it. Now you made a big mess and extra job for you. Now, and your no roti is made. But if they first make the tawa hot, when it's hot and you put your roti, a few times they turn it this way, put some ghee. Ah, what a delicious roti you get. And little children put some sugar in it and eat that roti, and how they enjoy when the tawa is made hot first. So when we also want to tell anyone, first make the tawa hot. Prepare him. Let him get ready for it. Make his istidat first. You can't take a student who just came in madrasa, you say, go Bukhari Sharif. You will, 1 year you'll be farif. No, first you have to build his istidat. He must learn alif, ba, ta, tha. What and what he has to learn. Nahwa, sarf, logat, what and what. Then finally he will come there. Now he will appreciate the dars of the ustad. We have, for example, a jalsa, annual jalsa, Bukhari Sharif Khatam. Most of the people who are considerate, and they are, they consider the public also. But the subject matter is very academic. So most of the people just come for barkat. And especially if it has to be in Urdu, the people are sitting happy we went Bukhari Sharif Khatam. But they don't understand anything. Otherwise also to understand that the students, how much they will benefit, and the ulama, how much they'll benefit, the ordinary person, it's difficult for him to benefit to that extent. So istidad must be made first. So in the home also, with our wives, with our children, or the wife with the husband and the children, first make the istidad. For that ta'lim in the home is very, very effective, very necessary. Slowly, slowly, then bring the commands. So Allah Ta'ala build the istidad of the sahaba. And when liquor was made haram, then wine flew on the streets of Medina like there was a storm, a rain storm. And so much of water is flowing, wine was flowing. And wherever that wine was, if it was in the bottle, it didn't go in the glass. If it was in the glass, it didn't go to the lips. If it went to the lips, it didn't go to the mouth. If it reached the throat, it didn't go down. Now it all was just flowing when this istidad was built first. The same way, when finally the istidad was built for niqab, which was also a heavy command, but the command came at night, there wasn't a woman the next morning in Medina that wasn't with niqab. Overnight, the same night, they went, they had their burqa sewn, they had their niqab sewn, and nobody. This is first that istidad. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is so kind, so we should take these points to note, work on our people, our musallis in our masjid, our mutawallis, our family people, our neighborhood, build the istidad. And that starts first, Allahu Akbar, how our Shaykh explained it so beautiful in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala said, wat-teen wa-zaytun, figs. And zaytun, olives, which are materials. And these are top quality food. The best of things that a person can have. After that, وَطُورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ. Now, Tur-e Sinin, the Anwarat and Barakat of Tur-e Sinin, and of Makkah Sharif and of Kaaba Sharif, that was after. First, wean this person, go to his stomach. Wean him over. Then go and tell him about deen. Don't just give him bayan and lectures and that. No, first, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he started his da'wah, he first called all the people on Safa. And he made a big da'wah for all. And Abu Jahl spoiled everything. He made again another da'wah also. And so first wean the people over like this. That is how you wean a person. Go to first have build your confidence in them. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi rahmatullah Ali says, when a person becomes bay'at to me, my first worry is not the islah of that person. My first worry is how to win the love of that person. My love must come in his heart. And where there is love, a person just accepts wholehearted. In fact, you tell him a black thing is white, he'll say, yeah, it's right, it's white. And because of love, a person does funny things in love. He is prepared to do everything. So first wean the love. And that comes from akhlaq, character. Make your own islah under your shaykh first. Build your akhlaq. A shaykh who is just harsh all the time, just rebuking the murids all the time, shouting them, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. They'll run away from you. Be softer, be kind, and wean the hearts over. Then afterwards you give them the da'wah, etc. And see how the people will, they will die for you. They will do everything. So now in this month, Allah Ta'ala is saying, all this follows from Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. That Allah didn't say, I made roza first, finish, you have to keep roza, end of the story. And then again, if we read in front, that فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ, again Allah gave latitude. فَعِدَّةُ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. that, okay, afterwards you can keep again. How much Allah Ta'ala, see the mizaj, the nature of Allah. تَخَلَّقُ بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Make your mizaj and your akhlaq like that of Allah. And Allah is not in need of us. Nobody keeps rozas. All can be going to the casinos and to the brothels the whole month. It won't make any difference to Allah's greatness. Allah is not in need of anyone's ibadat at all. Not any nabis, not any walis, not any farishtas. Allah is as He is, so great. But see how much. So we also don't act like a very big independent person. You want to do it, do it. Or you go. You tell your wife, this is the way, otherwise the highway. You go home to your mother's house. That you, I got nothing to do with you. Now don't have that attitude. As a husband also, when Allah, so to say, like, it isn't at all, but Allah lowers Himself for our sake. Then how, as a husband, how mustn't you lower yourself to you? Let the wife, one person, told Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, his nikah was made rukhsati usually in India. The girl doesn't come the same day. Commonly this is in UP. She comes later. So I'm going to fetch my wife now and I'm taking her home. So Hadrat Rahmatullah Ali told him, see sabah. That is the most important. Tahammul. Tolerate. Don't just be harsh and don't just say anything. And she will shower you with stones. She will be very, very, how she'll speak to you, she'll insult you, she'll humiliate you. Not right first night, but after a few weeks, months, then you'll see how she will treat you. You just keep quiet. You just keep quiet, you will see in return now she will start showering flowers on you. You just make sense. And also remember this mujahada you go through. Your wife is telling you terrible things. Every husband knows. And he just has to tolerate. He just has to keep quiet. What and what she will tell you. But you want to also show a point. That is when you lose. But you keep quiet. You're going through a heavy mujahada. You can tell her. You got a tongue in your mouth. You can tell her what you want to. How she told you 5 things. You can tell her 10 things also. You can even pick up your hand and hit her also. But you just keep quiet. And you don't say anything. This mujahada you are going through, Allah Ta'ala takes you very, very far. What is the hadith? فَأَنَا أُحِبُّ أَنَا كُونَ That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us this hadith, that a person controls his wife when he's hard-hearted and with the iron fist. And then, not starting. Yaglibna. Yeah. The nature of woman is Yaglibna Kariman. That a person who's Kareem, soft, kind, tolerant, then we say in that house there is petticoat government. Where anything they ask you, Jamaat also make tashkil. First I have to ask Home Affairs, Minister of Home Affairs. She have to first give permission. Everything is under their control. You got nothing. Yaglibna Kariman. Wa Yaglibuhunna La'imun. And a person who is La'im, hard-hearted, not a smile on his face also. He's like a wretched person, very hard-hearted, ruling by the iron fist, he will control his wife. So, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَغْلِبْنَ كَرِيمًا وَيَغْلِبُهُنَّ لَئِيمٌ فَأَنَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَكُونَ I desire I must be كَرِيمًا مَغْلُومًا I can be overpowered. The world can also say, but that I am kareem. That my akhlaq, a spot mustn't come on my akhlaq. وَلَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَكُونَ غَالِبًا And I don't like that I must be the ruler. Yes, I'm in control, yeah. And that I'm la'in. That I'm a hard-hearted person. Very bad akhlaq. No way of speaking. Just swearing, vulgar all the time. So we should take a lesson from this. So this is how we should... So from this word, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, learn all these lessons also. That Allah, for our sake, Allah didn't say, kataballahu alaykum as-siyam. That Allah, or katabtu alaykum as-siyam. I made rozas first for you, end of the story. I'm your creator. I do everything. You have to listen to me. Allah didn't use that attitude. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Then again, more Allah made it easy. That don't feel you have been singled out. that only you people have to keep rozas. This ummah, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, just like the people of before, how we made rozas for us for them, we made rozas for us for you also. Rozas have been made for us for you also. Here also, we see many times of students, the first year students come to the office. Many times this happened. They say, we can't manage it. It's too hard. It's too much work. We can't manage. So what we tell them, what I usually tell them, see how many students have graduated. You have come from this place in your country, in your town. How many students? They studied, they succeeded. Today they're doing so great work. See how many are presently, who are in the second year, third year, who are in the final year. They all went through the same process. You also of average intelligence, you're not a stupid, you're not a dumb person. You can manage. As they manage, you will also manage. A lot of courage comes in them. So Allah Ta'ala says, how other people we made rozas for us, they kept. We made rozas for us only. They managed, you will also manage. So why are you feeling so hard or anything? And throughout the world, Allah brings some places there are 20-hour rozas now. But the time will come, and we got short rozas now. Our rozas will go long, though not so long. And their rozas will become 4-hour rozas, 6-hour rozas. We were in Jamaat, and we traveled from Jeddah for after Hajj. We went to Poland first. It was December month. In fact, it was 25th December. 24th, when we were in Poland, and when we got there, so we slept away at night, and in the morning about, woke up about 7, 8 o'clock, we thought, rush, made wuzu for Fajr, it was dark outside, we went and find out, sun rises only 9 o'clock. After that, we woke up, we had cooked food, our one friend was a very good cook, chicken he prepared, after that we sat, we ate everything, then we thought we'll make Zohar now. So we wanted to ask time again. We saw we're missing our Zohar. It's already nearly Maghrib time. We just had to read Zohar, we had to read Asr, we had to read Maghrib. Such a short day in Poland. About 3 o'clock was sunset, 9 o'clock was sunrise. So such a short day. So sometimes, but when the opposite happens, when there's wind, summer will come, then they'll have a very long day. So people can keep rozas, and they are keeping. MashaAllah, in the UK now, they are presently long rozas. But MashaAllah, people are keeping them, no problem. Where and where? And Allahu Akbar. How many of Jamaats have gone now to India, Pakistan? And there's a heat wave in Delhi, that side. But they are keeping their rozas, they are traveling, they are gone to Raiwind. Raiwind also hot, very hot, long rozas. But so it's possible. And Allah didn't give us a command that we cannot do. We can do it. We must just be, and we got that Allah put that capacity in us. It is us to use it. It is like a father gave you the 200 rand or whatever money, you got it in your wallet. Now he tells you to go and buy something. Now you say, I haven't got money. You got it there. Use it. He gave it to you. Now use it now to go and, it's not yours. He gave it to you. Now if you'll just go and use it, he'll be thankful. Jazakallah, my son, you bought this for me. You bought that. All our capacity is by the tawfiq of Allah. And Allah, use it for Allah's sake. And Allah will give you from 200 to 2000 to 20 million to 20 billion. Allah will give you. And this wallah, in deen also, this capacity which Allah has given us, this himmat, don't be himmat chor, don't be calm chor. Allah has given you this himmat, use it. And Allah's system is, whatever is used, Allah increases it. And you will become such a wali, that not literally, but figuratively, you'll fly in the air, you'll be flying to Allah. But use this. And it is also Allah's system. There are certain insects, etc., that were given wings, but they don't use their wings. Then afterwards, in that, no, they were born without wings. They never used their wings. Allah made it that now they are born without wings. So what Allah has given us, use it. You'll be surprised yourself at what heights you are reaching. You will be surprised that I knew my eyes, I can never control them. It's an impossible thing. You will be surprised how your eyes come under, your thoughts which you thought, that I know I'm the filthiest, I'm the most terrible. How many of our ulama friends, we have to give bayans, oh, big, big bayans. But then ourselves, we are very weak also. And the wife knows properly. And she won't spare you also. She will tell you as it is. There are big, big bayans you're giving. Big maulana you are there when you're in the masjid. But now, what's your condition? So this is, but you will be surprised that she will also see a change coming to you. Use that capacity which Allah has given you. And if we don't use it, you'll go lower and lower. Till you will, tomorrow will come and khuda na khasla, it mustn't happen, we lost everything by that time. So Allah has given us this capacity and we must use this capacity. And that is the capacity of taqwa, of himmat which Allah has given us. It is in us, use it. So Allah says, and don't think it's only you, many others are also doing it. One friend wrote to me, his auntie is in Amsterdam, also very long rosas, Europe. So he said she's finding it difficult. So I wrote back, I say, how many other people are keeping rosas? Rosa is not only farz on your auntie, on how many other people, and they are all keeping their rosas. Europe people are all keeping their rosas also. So it's not something so difficult and so hard. So tell her to have courage, and that she must also make himmat, she must keep her rosa. We just like to look for, when we haven't used this capacity of taqwa, and this capability which Allah has given us, then we just want to look for loopholes all the time. This is now the problem. Many people, Ramzan comes, now they say, I'm a diabetic, I can't, I have to eat every 3 hours. Now I can't. Whole year the diabetes don't trouble them. For Ramzan now it troubles them. Now I got this problem, I got that problem. But you make himmat, and we see with our eyes, small children. That my son just made me hear on his phone, some little, that the child is crying, that Fajr already time passed, Zohar, Asr, and now Maghrib just want to come. The small boy, he wants to, he say, why Maghrib time is not coming? But that's the shortest time between Asr and Maghrib. But he's crying, yeah, Maghrib no time much ni auto, mummy, Maghrib no time ni tato, Azan ni tati, mummy. He's crying all the time. So, when the child can keep that rosa, then and the other times, then you're a big man. When you want to show your force on your wife, then you're not weak like that. That I can't keep rosas. Then you show your force and your power. So Allah has given it, use it. Many other people, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, then Allah Ta'ala tells you what you will get in return. La'allakum tattaqoon. And Allah's la'al is definite. Allah's la'al, which means literally possibly. Hopefully, Allah's la'al is not hopeful and possible. Definitely you will become a muttaqi. You just keep your rosas and you will become a muttaqi. And then Allah makes it again more easier. 3 stages, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, and then ayyaman ma'dudat, just for a few days. Days which you can count on your finger. 30 days, 29 days roza, just observe this properly. And then see that you will get that taqwa which Allah has promised. And it's Allah's promise. But you keep the roza as it's supposed to be. Clean your hands, read Bismillah, eat the food as it's supposed to be. Don't take the food and you can put it in your nose, etc. Mullah, who is this? Nasiruddin. Mullah Nasiruddin. Was a joker, jester. He went to one place, he was invited, but he went with his shabby clothes, etc. So they chased him away. Yeah, all big elite people, rich people, and all properly dressed, etc. So you must have the proper dress code. So he went away, he wore his jubba and his dress, Arab dress and the iqal and everything. Now they allowed him to go in. So when he started, he's taking the food and putting on his clothes. Yeah, there, everywhere, on his clothes. People said, Mullah, yeah, in this gathering, you, what's wrong with you? That's not the way to eat. He says, I'm not invited, my clothes are invited. When I came as I myself, in my simple clothes, you didn't allow me to come. But so the clothes are invited. You people got value for clothes, not for the person. So anyway, when this food we eat, don't eat now and put the food in your nose. Don't go and put it in your ears. Eat it properly. This food that Allah has given us, this ruhani food, this rozas Allah has, eat your rozas. That means observe them properly. And observe the roza as it's supposed to be. You will get taqwa. On taqwa, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That whoever has got taqwa, Allah will make a way out for you. And in which way Allah makes a way out? Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ with difficulty. And this is, according to Arabic grammar, with alif lam, al-usr. Inna ma'al usri. It's a proper noun. It's a proper noun. Al-usr. Yusran is a common noun. Nakira. That is a marifa. This is a nakira. And rule. And then it's repeated. The same ayat again. Innama al-usri yusran. Again. Again al-usr. Difficulty is a marifa. Alif lam. And yusran is again nakira. And the rule of Arabic is that if a marifa proper noun, that means the problem. Al-usr. It's repeated twice. It's the same problem. It's not a different problem. So in other words, you got one problem. And Allah mentioned it one problem twice, but it's the same problem. Yusran in the first one means there is a way out. The second yusran is not the same ways. Other ways. In other words, millions of ways Allah is open for what your difficulty. If you have taqwa, Allah will take you out of difficulties. If you have taqwa and you fall in a hole, and you don't know how to come out in a well, deep well. But with taqwa, Allah will, not one way, Allah will make many ways for you to come out. And falling in a well means in our life, you got some health problem, terrible, like in, you're deep in a well. Financial problem, domestic problem, you committed some sins and whatever, by mistake you just fell into some sin, you fell in a terrible hole. But if you have taqwa, Allah will take you out. Those three people who were in the cave of Bani Israel, where they had cell phone, where there was antenna, where there was reception, but how? Direct connection to Allah Ta'ala. And they presented those amal of taqwa, of ikhlas to Allah Ta'ala. And when nobody could go and help them, Allah Ta'ala took them out. So this is taqwa. So this month Allah has given us for your whole life, whatever problems can come to you, and problems can come of different from different aspects. One our friend, Allah save us all, just explain this little, which is also important, that they had a burglary at the house. So people start coming, paying their condolences, they say we are sorry what happened, etc., give their support. So one three-year-old child told the mother that, but didn't they read Ayatul Kursi? The child has got that yaqeen, you read Ayatul Kursi, nothing will go wrong. But didn't they read Ayatul Kursi? But the father said, I was engaged in dini work and serving people, and my wife was making tilawat at the time when the crooks came in. So now what is the explanation? So we have to understand this, that firstly, taqdeer, the ulama have written, there are two types of taqdeer. Taqdeer and mu'allak. That taqdeer which is suspended. That if you will do this, this will happen. If you will do this, this will happen. You are good to your parents, then you will get long life also, and your children will respect and honor you also. A person who does good, and a person who does not respect and serve his parents, he will suffer the same consequence. So it depends what you're going to do. Then the result of that will come. So we read du'as, you read Ayatul Kursi for protection. You read Ayatul Kursi, protection will be granted. But this is again with another condition. And that other condition is majtanabal kabair. Until you stay away from big gunas. If you are you're reading Ayatul Kursi, but you got insurance also. And you are making sure that I'm paying my premium also, which is haram. And then you are reading Ayatul Kursi. It doesn't work like that. You have to have full trust in Allah Ta'ala. And you got Ayatul Kursi also you're reading. Then Ayatul Kursi, not only you are reading it, but it's hung on top of the TV. And on the TV, naked woman photos come. All terrible, terrible things. And you got on top Ayatul Kursi. How is it going to help you in that way? You have to observe the etiquette also. So a person, in order for amal to be accepted, which the whole ummah can understand, iman is the most important. Without iman, amal will never be accepted. In order all our nafil ibadat, all the fazilats that we have, so great fazilats, that will be until we stay away from haram, our faraiz are in place. That's the law of Allah Ta'ala. But Allah is not qadhi yawmiddin, is maliki yawmiddin. If Allah, you read durood sharif, Allah made your maafi. You never make one namaz in your life. That is up to Allah Ta'ala. But the law is, all your durood sharif, your istighfar, your zikr, will help you if you are staying away from haram and you are fulfilling the laws of Allah. How many of us in our hearts we got terrible thoughts about other people, which is haram? Ghibat is common. Looking down upon people. And looking up at other women. When other women come, we must look down. And people, we must look up to them. But we do opposite. We look down upon people, and women, we look up properly. Even if she's on the top floor, we don't miss her. We make sure we see her also. So there we must look down when women are in front. And for people, look up to them. Not whoever we see. Now, this person, but gumani is so common also. Whether it's in the man, whether it's in the woman. And the person doesn't have to be in front. Shaitan just puts a flesh, the picture of that woman in front. Now you start thinking about her. The woman is reading Quran Sharif. That woman is bad like this. She does like this. She's a big show-off. And she's like this. These are common. So what all this, these are big gunas. Kabair. What that there, and you read your Ayatul Kursi, the law is it won't work. So that is, so taqdeer mu'allaq. That if you do those a'mal, then it will help you. But also you must save yourself from haram also, and fulfill the laws of Allah. The other is taqdeer mubram. That what Allah has fixed, no matter what you do, it's going to happen. And this is not difficult to understand. Not one occasion, how many occasions? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made 3 du'as for the ummah. The 3rd dua was not accepted. That my ummah must not fight amongst themselves. From Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not that it was not accepted. The dua is accepted. But what he actually asked for is not going to get. Allah will give the reward in it. Dua is accepted. All duas are accepted. But in different forms. So, for example, you make dua, shaitan must also get hidayat. You'll get your sawab for it. But shaitan is not going to get hidayat. That's the end of the story. You make dua, Allah must make every human, jinn, a proper, pakka, Muslim, wali of Allah. You'll get your sawab for your dua. And how much you make effort more, you'll get sawab, you make effort on people. But it's not going to happen. It's Allah's system. That it won't happen like that. So that is what Allah has fixed already. And nothing can go against that. The other is that problem that came to you, maybe Allah has fixed a high place for you in Jannah. And with your amal, you couldn't reach it. So Allah brings a problem in your life, and Allah gives you sabr on that, and you accept it also wholeheartedly. What that problem, you say, Masha Allah, wa ma qaddar Allah, alhamdulillah alladhi bihi tatimmu salihat. That whatever Allah wanted to, that happened, you accept it, and Allah raises you and gives you the higher position. The other is that problem came. You did read your Ayatul Kursi, everything, but lives were spared. Otherwise lives could be taken there. Otherwise they could burn down your house also. Otherwise they could make you naked and parade you on the street also. Allah saved you from so many other things also. All what you did read and that, it helped you. It doesn't mean it doesn't help. It helps you. So whatever Allah does, it is full in conformity with the laws that we have. But many people, our iman gets shaken at such a time. Our eyes are on one small thing. That I read Ayatul Kursi, I did this, I read my 3 quls 3 times each. Why this happened? And we start getting doubts. No, there is no reason for that doubt. And we should understand that Allah's system is above everything. Very shortly, I'll try and do this. We were in the UK and they told us that one Sikh, he went through a red traffic light. It flashed, the camera flashed. He said, I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't go through the, he went through the green light. And it flashed 3 times. Then he wanted to sue the government, the traffic department, that I went through the green light and the camera flashed. But the ticket came, not for going through the green light, that he didn't have his seat belts on. So we think that I'm doing this right, but how many wrong things we are doing. Our inside, our minds, we are filthy. Beard is not according to sunnah properly. Trousers are not above the ankle. Women don't observe parda. We only got the name parda. We haven't got an idea what parda means. So we're not observing parda. And then we say, I did this, I did that, this happened. No, everything is within conformity of our Sharia and our Quran and Hadith. May Allah Ta'ala let us appreciate this great month and observe it and eat this meal of Ramadan as it's supposed to be eaten. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.